So in this talk, I will give some kind of finding we got from this Amos Institute hiking stuff, and then we will talk a little bit about this kind of potential cost saving by using some small tricks. So my name is Zhonghong Oh from Aalto University, Finland, and this is a joint work with Dutch Technical Labs in Berlin with Ban Hui. So the title of this talk is about the exploiting hardware heterogeneity within the same instant types of Amos EC2. So thanks for Marty this morning regarding this kind of heterogeneity work. And then I think his talk has already inspired some discussion about the heterogeneity which happens in the cloud computing in general. So I think it is kind of interesting topic to work on, and my work contributes somehow to this topic as well. So like everyone, this is an outline for today's talk, and basically it means like what we do this and what we found and what kind of things we can do to further optimize and save the cost and then our future work. So I will skip the advantages of the cloud computing, and then I will talk a bit about this kind of motivation behind our work. So as the cloud computing came into the eyes of the public maybe four or five years ago, and then people started to wonder if the heterogeneity from the hardware will affect the performance of the instances which is provided by the virtualization platform. And then actually there is some work in this field already done in a couple of years ago, back in 2010, there is one Infocom paper which is conducted by Wang and talked about the variability of these Amos EC2 instances. And in that paper, they didn't talk about what are the real reasons for this kind of variability of the instances. And in this talk, we dig into this phenomenon and find out the reasons for the possible reasons for this kind of phenomenon. So we hacked into this Amos EC2 or used this Amos EC2 services for around 2 periods of time, and one was in 2000 last year from April to July, and a second phase was from January to March this year. And then for this kind of hardware verification of the heterogeneity, we used this standard instance category, which has 3 or 4 subcategories of these standard instances, including small, large, extra large. And we covered more instance categories of these Amos instances, but because of the page limit, we didn't include the results in the paper, but the results, they are kind of consistent from the different categories of the instances. And we used different microbenchmark tools to verify the variability of the instances in terms of performance. And also we used some sort of application benchmark, this HTTP POF to calculate how much difference can be happening during the or from the application perspective. So this is the result in terms of the hardware heterogeneity. We found out that this kind of heterogeneity is within the single instance type. Here means, for instance, there are around 7 families of instances, and within each family there are some sub instances, and for this standard instances, there are 3 sub-instances, small, large, and X large, and even within the single sub-instance, for instance, this small one, you can see it utilizes different hardware, these different processor models from Intel Xeon series, and also some parts are from the AMD series. But then we found out that AMD CPU processor models has been phased out gradually in the past years. As you can see from this table, the AMD 2218HE and the AMD 270 has been phased out. We couldn't get access to this hardware anymore this year, but we found some kind of hardware information from last year's experiments or trials. So from this table tells some fact that the hardware, because of the hardware upgradation and replacement, so different hardware could and has been used in the cloud computing platform, especially in the Amazon EC2 case. And because of this kind of heterogeneity from the hardware perspective, the performance they are also varying a lot, which you will see in the following slides. And furthermore, we also found out the hardware information or the hardware, the different processor models, they have been varying very significantly among different availability zones. For instance, in the US East region, there are, if I remember correctly, but now it has 4 or 5 availability zones, but I mean the hardware information they are different. For instance, in some availability zone, in the E5645 processor models, they dominate the small or large instance types, but in some other availability zones, the kind of 15507 dominates the other availability zone. So basically, it means that maybe the Amazon they have like replaced different zones step by step. For instance, upgrade one availability zone, and then they move on to the other one, and then eventually they will get more or less homogeneous eventually. But then again, because of the hardware cycle around 3 years hardware replacement, so eventually they will get this heterogeneous hardware anyway. So this is something which they can avoid. And also for the experiment results, I will very quickly go through the results. I think different people have different view about the performance issues, so I will not go focus that much on that. But we used around 10 micro benchmark tools, and the results from these 10 different micro benchmark tools, they are more or less consistent with each other. So here we show this CPU performance, memory, and disk. So here's the result for the CPU performance experiment. We use this Unix bench to do the benchmark. And here you can really see, this E5645 instance is better performing than this 5507. And the variation is something like 20 or 25%. And we used two different. For this kind of large instance, Amazon promised to provide two vCPUs for each instance. And we wanted to find out if Amazon gave you a single instance, how much CPU percentage you can get from each instance. So we tried different like. We used two parallel benchmark tools for each instance, and then the lower one is from a single benchmark tool, and the upper ones they are from two parallel benchmark tools. And then we also did some measurements from this memory performance benchmark. We used this Redis. Redis kind of a key value based memory benchmark tools. You can also use it for different usages. And here we find more or less the same result as the previous model, this Unix bench. And the E5645 is also better performing than the 5507. And then this 5431 is kind of seen between these two different instances. And for the disk benchmark tool, for the disk performance benchmark, we use this dbench. And the dbench also shows very similar results as this Unix bench and the Redis. So what can we do with this kind of finding? Before I talk about that, I'll give you this figure about the performance from the application level. We use this HTTPerf. So here, the variation from different micro benchmark tools or from different components of the hardware is kind of extended and enlarged from the application level. From the previous slide, you can see the difference maybe from 20 to 30%, but here from the application level, you can really see the performance difference. They can be as large as 60%. So from the user's perspective, what you can do is kind of you can use a very simple trial and failure trick. For instance, you can apply for the instance from ArmGIS2, and then you can use some benchmark tools and check the performance of the instances you get. And then if the performance is not what you're expecting, then you can drop it, and then you applying for the newer ones, then you will get a better performance. And here is kind of the result from this kind of simple trial and failure method or tricks which you can play with. Imagine if the performance between the different instances, they are kind of two times. For instance, the better performing one is two times as much better as the worst performing one. So if the better performing instance accounts for 10% of this overall instances, then the cost saving you can get is around 5%, but if the better performing instance, I missed this one. Okay, sorry. So for this one, if the better performing instances accounts for the lowest one, yes, 90%, basically means that if almost all of the instances they are performing well and the difference is not so big, then you can achieve around 10% cost saving. But if the better performing instance just accounts for 10% of the overall instances, means that the better performing instances they are very 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 few in this overall instances, then by using this kind of trial and failure trick, then you can get these better performing ones and then get a better cost saving result. And also in our paper, we also kind of like analyzed under what kind of situations you will get this kind of cost saving, because when you use this trial and failure, then it will cost you also kind of extra money, because if you apply for one, obviously it's charged you whenever you have used it for 1 hour or not, then they will charge you for 1 hour. So if you try us maybe 10, then you will have to pay for this 10 instances money. And if your job doesn't run for more than 10 hours, then you will get nothing, but maybe pay for more money. But once your job is running more than 10 hours, then you will get this cost saving. So this is the trick. And then the conclusion for this talk is kind of ArmGIS2, they use even within the single sub instance of the subcategory of the same instance, Then Amazon is to also use this diversified hardware. People have found from different categories, Amazon is to use different hardware. That is kind of reasonable because they provide different performance, or they promise different performance. But for the single subcategory of the instance type, they also use different hardware. This is something which is a bit surprising for us. And then the hardware diversity actually results in very big performance variation from the user's perspective. And by selecting this kind of better performing instances, the end user, they can achieve cost saving if their job runs for a long time, for instance, for one year or run for several months. So that's basically the conclusion. And our future work, actually, we discussed this a bit in our own group. And then we are kind of working on summarizing the results we find and try to build up some model which can achieve more or less homogeneous performance from the heterogeneous hardware, kind of by using different scheduling mechanisms of the virtualization layer, and also try to utilize the different performance from different processor models and memory subsystems, and also disk storage, and also the network is or should be taken into consideration in the model. Right now, we are building this kind of model. We know that this kind of very very difficult and a tricky one, but we think it deserves some work to focus on this. So that's why we are doing this right now. So basically, that concludes my talk today. Yep.
Well, I have a big question, which I will save for the. But I had a small question that I kind of about the talk that I kind of wanted to ask now. In one of your early slides, you don't have to put it back up, but there was one particular processor model in one particular graph that looked like it. Its performance variation in that model was hugely higher than the other processor models, and I just wondered if you observed that. If you knew why that happened, or if you observed that in general, how much does processor model performance variation across vary? How much does variation vary across models? If that's even important.
Yes, sure. I mean, I'm not sure if I understand your question correctly, but if I do, then kind of the variation from different processing models, they are very big, and furthermore, the ARMs is true. I mean, they give you different CPU percentage for each instance type. For instance, for this E5645, they give you around 100% for the instance, but for this 5507, then they give around 80%. For this 5643, they give you around 80% of the CPU processing CPU percentage. So because of this kind of different CPU percentage, then you will get different performance from the processor models as well.
Okay. Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Maybe we'll come back.
Yes, sir.
I'll be. I'll be very quick. The Redis versus the HTTP benchmark. In the Redis benchmark, the number of clients didn't seem to matter. In the HTTP one, it did. Do you know why that is? Is it going to secondary storage, or was the HTTP one serving out of memory as well?
I think the problem is kind of, because I mean, the HTTP POF is, we're using this kind of dynamic HTTP request, meaning that, for instance, after the server receives one request, it will do some sort of calculation, some
right.
Mesh of this from one.
Okay, that
until
makes sense.
100, and then return the results back
yeah.
to the.
That answers my question. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.